My name is Colette Mazzucchelli. It is my pleasure to introduce the volume, The Ethics of Personal Data Collection in International Relations, Inclusionism in the Time of COVID-19, edited by Colette Mazzucchelli, James Felton Keith, and C. Ann Hollyfield. The introduction, Non-Western versus Western Reflections on the Ethics of Personal Data Collection in a Variegated Chessboard Web Ecosystem, is written by Colette Mazzucchelli, James Felton Keith, and Andrea Adams. The emphasis on the ethics of personal data collection in this edited volume provides various case studies, the occasion to bring race and gender to the forefront once again, as lenses to understand international relations. The myth of the founding of international relations in 1919, analyzed by Acharya and Buzan a century later, is one that obfuscates the influence of race relations as well as gender in the early development of the discipline during the mid-19th and early 20th centuries. These case studies broaden the ways we understand international relations in the West, and as importantly, in the non-Western space, given the countries that are the subjects of analysis: China, Iran, Taiwan, and India, as well as the European Union and the United States. Mainstream international relations theory does not fully capture the evidence of cyber-based, technology-driven activity, which influences the decisions leaders make, impacting the lives of billions of people across the planet. As the contributors focus on the relevance of race and gender across cases, this volume underlines our concerns about the future of democracy in the face of the rising tide of authoritarianism around the world. The plight of the world's largest and most plural democracy, India, under the Modi government, the increasingly aggressive nature of China under President Xi Jinping, as well as the challenge of Trumpism in the United States, make these concerns, which place illiberalism, as analyzed by Zakaria, at the center of developments, pressing as well as timely. The supreme tension in the post-vaccine experience is inherent in the ways in which emerging powers, once categorized in the third world, notably Brazil and India, are driving the spread of COVID-19. Public health in developing states has become a major influence in the civil society dimension of globalization. This evolution prompts us to consider the need for an international relations lens, inclusionism, which picks up where environmental stewardship, with its focus on climate justice and shared fate concerns, leaves off. This lens has COVID-19 as a reference point, given the pandemic's truly global nature in modern times, impacting most states in the world, except North Korea and a small number of island countries. As we bear witness to what the authors term a pandemic differential, it is evident, looking ahead, that the developing world is likely to experience COVID-19 and its mutations in quite different ways from the developed world. In terms of conflict analysis, the pandemic asks us to focus on an immersion in the local. This focus is more pressing because remaining undiscovered and ignoring the outside, as strategies open to local cultures to resist Western hegemony, is not an option in the post-vaccine era. For this reason, our initial aim in this volume is to share analyses that speak to non-Western local experiences. Looking beyond Western models to explore non-Western perspectives that create homegrown theories is critical to expanding relational variations of power and influence. Using non-Western perspectives expands the international relations inquiry to include other concepts of influence as variables of study, thereby questioning assumptions concerning man's conflict with nature. The expansion into non-Western international relations inquiry requires a longer-term assessment of inclusionism to explain the significance of the pandemic's uneven impact on the developing world. Likewise, the implications for globalization of the nexus between climate change and the variants of the novel coronavirus must be considered. This volume's relevance may be explained, first and foremost, during a time of unprecedented loss of life around the world each day. The data, which is oftentimes incomplete and misleading, nonetheless reveals the state as deficient as well as negligent in its response to social health care needs. This volume attests to the fact that pressing global public health concerns are ever present as subjects of societal discourse and debate in developed and developing states. Moreover, the COVID-19 pandemic makes the omission of the ethics of personal data collection analysis in the international relations literature ever more salient, given the rise of contact tracing and increased uses of mobile phone apps to track citizens by states and firms across the globe, as this volume's chapters analyzing the responses to COVID-19 in Iran and Taiwan explain. For this reason, dialogue connecting research and practice is necessary to identify ways to address these emerging challenges at the conceptual, economic, legal, political, and social levels. The perspectives of researchers and the experience of practitioners must come together to bring the discussion forward. In response to this plea, a community of research practitioners remains in dialogue after two Bosch workshops at New York University to define the contents of case studies in this volume. The responsibility of this research practitioner community is to grapple with specific issues that define the state of the discipline in personal data collection ethics. Case studies, including prominent uses of crowd mapping platforms and mobile telephony apps, document legal and human rights concerns in remote areas. Field research speaks to cases ranging from an analysis of Iran's response to the COVID-19 pandemic to the exploitation of personal data collection to perpetuate modern slavery through re-education camps in the People's Republic of China, to crowd mapping stories of physical abuses in public spaces by Safe City in India. Please join us in our research practitioner community by sharing your insights with us. Thank you so much.